Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A fire call went out this morning in the road construction project on County Road 1. Firefighter Sean Simonson said an off-road truck was delivering materials when it sunk in the moist ditch and severed a 1-inch gas line to a house. XL was on scene and repairing it by around 10 this morning. No one was hurt. They put their lives on the line every time they go to work. Our law enforcement officers risk their lives each day, whether it be from picking up debris in the road to a violent offender. This is Police Week. Northfield Chief Monty Nelson said it's part of National Police Day, which is tomorrow, where a number of events will take place in Washington, D.C., including a ceremony at the Law Enforcement Memorial. This year, they'll add 360 names. Locally, Chief Nelson comments,
"If you see one of our officers, say hi, shake their hand this week, maybe. If you want to show some support at night during this week, people are urged to turn a blue light on."
Nelson said his department is grateful for the amount of support they receive locally.
"Throughout the year, it's amazing how often we have people that will pick up a meal for you and you never even find out who they are, or drop off cookies.
Because we don't generally have major crimes, violence can happen towards police officers when they arrive at a domestic or someone's on drugs or some other mental health issue. Nationally, they're seeing more officers ambushed,
where people make false calls to lure them to a location, or two officers were shot in a restaurant again here a couple weeks ago.
Sadly, the level of hate has risen, and part of that is social media, which tends to impact the opinions of younger people. Nelson said,
"We try and make sure that people form their opinions based on us personally, how we treat them. Treating people the very best you can, given the situation you're dealing with, is the best rule of thumb. That's community policing at its core."
Just a couple of weeks ago was the 22nd anniversary of the death of Rice County Deputy John Liebenstein. Nelson commented,
"I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but maybe because my daughter went and spent time with his daughter this weekend. Mm. And I think about his wife, Jean, his kids, Jill, Jessica, Jordan. They don't have their dad. And the only reason is he went to work that day."
Police officers are making visits throughout the week at various businesses, the colleges, and also tomorrow during Career Day at the middle school. Adding a half-cent sales tax question to the ballot for Dundas citizens will go before Dundas Council tonight for approval or not. The sales tax dollars would assist in the capital cost of constructing a two-sheet community recreation center. They'll also be accepting bids and awarding contracts for various road projects. Administrator John McCarthy will be in studio tomorrow morning at 8:45 with a recap. And Cannon River Watershed Partnership and the City of Northfield announced the winners of their annual Stormwater Poster Contest. Students from the elementary schools submit original posters supporting the theme, Be the Solution to Stormwater Pollution. The top three poster creators from each group have their work displayed in City Hall for a year. They'll also be presented with an award at tomorrow's City Council meeting. The top three winners in order in the fourth and fifth grade group, Cecilia Real Merrill, Corey DeMoss, and Olivia Bolton. In the second and third grade group, Annie DeMoss, Elizabeth Driscoll, and Etta Olson. For a look at the posters, go to crwp.net. News from around the state is next.